Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports today. Can't wait to get into some fantasy football discussion. Sean is all into it. You're all into it. And starting today, I'm all into it too. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, Donovan.
Vlad Jr. is going to give you tremendous fantasy value in 2020. People are going to look at his numbers and say, he didn't really deliver on what we thought. And they're going to let him go to like the third round, fourth round. That's going to be a mistake. I think Vlad Jr. should be probably a second round pick in fantasy. That'll be too high for some. But I'm going to guess he'll end up being worth it. He's really starting to hit now. And some guys just take some time to adjust to major league pitching. And indeed, I think that is part of it with Vlad Jr. By the way, Bo Bichette has absolutely raked for them as well. So kind of a little downer on the Jays, but there is some positivity and some and possible success for them. It's just I think this is a long, long road ahead for them. All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you as we cover fantasy football in this hour of the show. So welcome in. Welcome into our brand new format. Huge announcements. Huge things happening. No, not really. It is August 5th. It is now time on a daily basis for my opinions and my views on how I attack fantasy football. Now, to give you some background, I've been playing fantasy football longer than I've been playing fantasy baseball. I go back to the 80s in playing fantasy football. My first ever fantasy football season was in the 1982-1983 season. I started an expansion franchise. It was a 10-team league. 9 teams were taken. I started the 10th. And I was my first ever pick was James Wilder of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I also had Neil Lomax at quarterback. I know that I get pigeonholed and typecast as a fantasy baseball guy, but I've been playing fantasy football probably longer than anybody that's listening to this right now. Hosted television shows, fantasy football on Fox Sports Florida. Hosted specials every year. Had a partnership with, now I guess I do again, with FanDuel. Did FanDuel Fantasy Sunday on the local AM affiliate here. And is just as much a fantasy football fan as I am baseball. There's no doubt about that. It's just that because I've taken such more of a prominent role in baseball, football to me in the summer has to take a back seat. I have to be the one carrying the torch for baseball in the summer. But now that we're in August, I'm happy to kind of transition over to that. So that's what we will do starting right now. All right, so NFL depth charts come out today. Here's what that means. Nothing. Here is what NFL depth charts means. It means that coaches have an opportunity to put a meaningless, now I would call it a digital PDF. In the past, it was a piece of paper. And what happens with this is this goes out to the media. It goes out to the NFL. It's due always on the first Monday in August. And all this simply does is send a message to everyone on their team internally. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It is obvious who the starting running back for the Jets is. It's Le'Veon Bell. It's obvious who the starting quarterback is for the New England Patriots. It's Tom Brady. But in the less obvious things where you look at depth charts and you see players that don't belong as the 2 or the 3 or the 4 or the 5, because there's 100 guys on every team right now, all this is to motivate players to be better. That's it. Nothing more. You cannot look into this any further than that. Just to give you an idea, I covered the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for all home and road games for almost 3 years. I covered the Miami Dolphins for not a lot of road, but all home games for about 7 years. I've been down this road in fantasy and reality for almost 20 years. The depth charts on the first day mean nothing. The only thing that you can kind of do is look at which teams are trying to send a message at which players, and that you can identify of which guys need to work a little bit harder. Maybe they're trying to motivate them to push a little bit harder in practice. When the depth charts then come out in 2 or 3 weeks from now, they change the players that you expect will be there. And really all that matters is the final depth chart in about a month from now, right before we hit the NFL season. That's all that matters. So when I say that Colt McCoy is a starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins and that comes out on their depth chart, yeah, I mean, that could be real. But, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. Dwayne Haskins can have a great camp and end up winning the job and end up starting. This is what happens. Things change, and they change very quickly. Andrew Luck, questionable for week one. Supposedly, a lot of people think he's going to play. That's not really a depth chart thing. That's just a factual thing. Over the weekend, Dante Foreman was let go by the Houston Texans. By the way, do you think that it's curious that in two consecutive weeks, the two back-to-back starting running backs for the Texas Longhorns were cut? Did anybody seem to notice that? That in back-to-back weeks, you have Chris Warren and Dante Foreman cut. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? Okay, well, there you go. Maybe they'll swap spots. Maybe Warren will end up in Houston, and Foreman will end up going to the Raiders. Not impossible, by the way. John McClain reports this morning, no Melvin Gordon. Okay, so be done with that. No Melvin Gordon to Houston. You know why this is bad news, by the way, for the Houston Texans? Not just, it's good news for Lamar Miller. You know why it's bad for Lamar Miller, too? Because Bill O'Brien, the head coach of the Houston Texans, only knows how to run the ball. Has not quite figured out the fact that he's got the most dynamic quarterback in the NFL. You roll him left, you roll him right. He figured that out like 12 games into the season, and that's when all of a sudden Deshaun Watson became a good fantasy quarterback again. I know because I had him last year. And I could not figure out their play calling for about 6 weeks. Then all of a sudden, somebody probably like was into your, hey, listen, you have like the best quarterback in the NFL here, or one of them. You may want to let him roll out to the left, roll out to the right, and not worry about your offensive line, which is last in the NFL. Maybe put him in the pocket a little bit. Houston is one of the most overrated teams. By the way, Bill O'Brien, and I hate to fire coaches, and I ain't going to do that here on this show. Is there anyone more on the hot seat to start the NFL season than that coach? You tell me. Chiefs backup running back seems to be in a little bit of flux. Who is it behind Damian Williams at this point? Who would you say? Darrell Williams? Carlos Hyde? I don't really have a good feel for this right now with Kansas City's running back situation. I picked up Hyde in the Razz Bowl draft. But that was just like a late pick. I don't really feel that he's going to be anything. Isn't this Hyde third team in 3 years? So I guess I do know a little bit about football, right? You're going to see that now and see that next. Don't go away with more FST after this.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show. And happy to be here with you guys here on a Monday. And today is August 5th, 2019. We got baseball coming up here a little bit. Eason Diaz, Marlins prospect, gets the start at second. He bats second. Starlin Castro, this will be interesting, has never played a game in his life at third base, and he'll play there today. Should be fun. All right, let's take a look real quick here at my Raz Bowl team. We got Mike Alexander coming up to talk about that just a little bit. We'll also play back some Hall of Fame speeches also. Drew Brees is my quarterback. I'm feeling – here's my final team so far. Here's how they line up. I have Brees at quarterback, Connor at running back, along with Kerryon Johnson. Antonio Brown. Should I be worried about Antonio Brown? I see all these reports about a bad foot, or it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. I don't really know what to think about that. Could have been a bad pick. We'll see. Kenny Golladay and Tyler Boyd. I feel like it's a pretty decent team. Not terrible. Eric Ebron is my tight end. My bench guys I like more than I like my starters, actually. I think I got some good value guys. Royce Freeman at running back. Anthony Miller, again, one of my favorite picks at wide receiver. I went back-to-back running backs with Jerick McKinnon and Matt Breida. And Tevin Coleman's there, too. Maybe I should have got the third running back there for San Francisco. Adam Humphries, wide receiver for Tennessee. I feel like he's a good slot guy, maybe what, six catches a game, 60 yards, something like that. Marquise Goodwin, I went back to the 49ers there. Jamal Williams, I thought Jamal Williams went way too late in this draft. What's going on with Jamal Williams? Isn't he the clear-cut backup to Aaron Jones? Doesn't Aaron Jones get hurt every once in a while, too? He's been hurt a lot, right? I mean, that seems like one of the better backup running backs to get in fantasy, but he like super slipped. I think he was like my 14th or 15th round pick. Carlos Hyde will look. I just took a shot there. I wasn't really thinking much of anything with him. Hyde has not looked the same since he was in San Francisco. I guess he got a little bit of an opportunity last year, but I don't know. Kansas City really likes to use guys that catch the ball out of the backfield. I know Hyde can. But that was just more of a, if something crazy happens, I'll get to use him. Noah Fant, who I loved in college at Iowa, I ended up taking him as my backup tight end to Eric Ebron. And then Matt Stafford is my backup quarterback. I really wanted Sam Darnold. I think Darnold's going to have a much better year than he did last year. He finished pretty good, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick. But he was gone by the time it came back to me. So that's it. And we still have some more time here left in this Raz Bowl. It feels like it's been going on for a long time. See, I'm okay with slow drafts, but I can understand how some people would be frustrated, from me especially, because there are times like last week during the baseball trade deadline where I was taking 2 hours to draft, like 3 hours in some spots, and I get it. And the good thing about my draft in particular is there were not a lot of people in the room that were like yelling and screaming that we need to make a pick, make a pick. I hate that. So I'm okay with it. I feel like if you're going to do a slow draft and it's going to be a 4 hour clock, you have to be prepared for people to take the 4 hours. I really do. And in the everyone's different in these slow drafts. Like I don't know that there's necessarily etiquette for it. There's some people chatting in the chat room like about it. I apologized, I think, for taking 3 hours one time. But personally, if somebody wants to take all 4 hours in a slow draft, I think they can. That's why you kind of set the rules at the beginning. If you want to set it to less or more. There was one that I did, I think that was 8 hours. That was a bit much. Then you're like drafting one player a day. I don't think anybody wants to have that happen. And the other thing too is you can squat on the clock, which is what I did a little bit with Tyler Boyd. Like when I was on the clock, the announcement came down that AJ Green was going to miss a few games in the regular season, and so I took Boyd. And then something happened. I think I was on the clock when Kansas City said that Williams may not be ready or he was hurt. Then I took Hyde at that point. I reacted to that. And that's not always the best thing to do. That's like the immediate reaction, and it's not always the best one. But there are some points in the draft where you really can't pick players that are going to be impact, and you're throwing darts. And don't forget, there's still going to be a lot of guys on the waiver wire that we don't even know about right now. But with my last few picks, I think I'm good with quarterback. I'm good with tight end. I probably need to take another dart throw at a running back because I really don't have a bye week running back per se. If one of the two running backs between McKinnon and Breida work out, that would certainly be nice. But San Francisco, after signing McKinnon last year, would they just eliminate him from the conversation and just eat the money and that's just it? I just find that hard to believe. I think they'll give him a shot. And why did Breida fall all of a sudden to the third guy? I think Breida's going to get a lot of PT, man. Breida was like untackleable last year for a long period of time. I had him on one of my teams. I mean, look, he kept getting hurt. He would come off the field every five plays. I get that. But I thought that he was really elusive. Royce Freeman and Lindsay, I guess, will split time. Lindsay was the better fantasy back last year, but I'm still a believer in Freeman, I guess. And in terms of wide receiver fill-in guys, when they have weeks off, I'm feeling good about that. Marquise Goodwin, solid. Anthony Miller, who I think will end up starting for me, solid. Humphreys, PPR, solid. I think now in the last couple of rounds, it's time to throw like a complete dart on players that are hurt or maybe rookies that could end up just playing out of nowhere. And the other dart throw that I like to do at the end of drafts, I like to take guys on New England, like in the last round, like guys that are going to be on the practice squad for like 5 weeks, and then all of a sudden they just emerge and start playing. Because Josh Gordon would be in that category this year. New England always has those guys you never heard of, and then all of a sudden, week seven, they're like major parts of the offense. If you could just hang on. But then the other thing is that it's good for best ball format, but for regular season head-to-head, how do you know when to put those guys in? They just come out of nowhere, and then they don't play the next week. So there's no real, I don't think, secret sauce to that. But hopefully we'll be able to finish this draft pretty soon. Like to get it over with here, so I'll get that alert. I don't, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, like I'm done drafting. Let's see, couple of notes here from the NFL. Trey Burton didn't practice. He's got constant groin issues, I think. Somebody in one of my dynasty leagues tried to trade me Trey Burton. I almost pulled the trigger this offseason. And then I got a better deal for Evan Engram. I put on a chat board that I want to trade for a tight end. I'm unwilling to roll with the streaming tight end thing this year. I don't want to do it. I may end up doing it with the tight end. A guy gets hurt. Like I mentioned last year, I had Delanie Walker, got hurt. I was streaming the whole year. Now I have Evan Engram in one league. Maybe he'll get hurt and also have to stream the whole year. I hope not. It's worse than streaming pitchers in baseball, streaming these tight ends. Once the draft is over and your rosters are deep enough, assuming that everybody, you're in a 12-team league and everybody has a tight end, that's 24 tight ends off the board. There are not 24 good quarterbacks in the NFL, let alone 20 good tight ends. There's like 10 at the most. And then it's just picking the best matchup. And that ain't easy. Sometimes you want to pick those guys that just catch one ball for six in the end zone and get your 6 points and go home. PPR, that's 7 points. One catch, 4 yards, touchdown. Like, what was that guy on the Raiders? Lee Smith? Was that his name? Lee Smith would just be in the back of the end zone. They'd throw him the ball. The stat line at the end would be one catch, 4 yards, touchdown. That's what you have to do in a worst-case scenario. Oh, he's on Buffalo now? Okay, thanks. Make sure I don't draft Lee Smith this year. Lee Smith, Hall of Fame baseball player, too. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go away.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Fantasy Freestyle. Trent Williams, I think he is going to get traded. I think the Houston Texans may want to be interested in a guy like Trent Williams. Remember, they've got Sean Watson, and remember, his ribs, no good. He's got to ride a bus sometimes, okay? I think the Texans and the Jets could be involved for a potential Trent Williams deal. Washington football team signed tackle Donald Penn as insurance because they damn sure don't want Eric Flowers blocking the blind side of potential rookie quarterback Dwayne Haskins.
Watch live Mondays and Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Special technique of shadow boxing.
Welcome back. Craig Mish here with you. And we're here until 2 o'clock Eastern. In case you missed yesterday, some of the Hall of Fame speeches, they were really good in the NFL. I really By the way, did we? You know what? I forgot, Sean. Did we get Kevin Mawai? I forgot about Kevin Mawai. I saw some of the things he said yesterday. I shouldn't be asking you this live on the air, but I will see if we can grab one of him talking about Zach Thomas, if that's available. This is like bad radio to say this to a producer during a show, but it's like as I'm reading the cuts, it just hit me in the head how good Mawai's speech was yesterday. But let's start off with this one. One of the best quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL. Two different teams, Denver, Washington, Georgia. This is in my wheelhouse of going to college. Champ Bailey had a lot to say, not just about the NFL, but also talked about some of the racial issues in America.
All the black men that I've mentioned tonight, and many more out there, who've had the most of the same experience that I've had in my lifetime, we say this to all of our white friends. When we tell you about our fears, please listen. When we tell you we're afraid for our kids, please listen. When we tell you there are many challenges we face because of the color of our skin, please listen. And please do not get caught up and how the message is delivered. Yes. Yes, most of us are black men or are athletes, but we are black men first. Understand this, the things that make us great on the field, like our size and our aggression, are the same things that can get us killed off the field. I believe if we start listening, there's no telling the progress we can make. All of us are dads, sons, brothers, your friends. We all understand that if we can't get our friends to listen, then no one will.
Powerful stuff from Champ Bailey. And, you know, certainly you talk about one of the best cornerbacks to play in the NFL, first ballot, no doubt type guy, great cover guy. And could take it to the house as well. Certainly awesome. Also getting into the Hall of Fame, Gil Brandt, former executive and host on Satellite Radio. I've hosted shows with Gil Brandt over on Satellite Radio on NFL Network Radio. Was happy to see Gil get in, former Cowboys executive. They call him the Godfather. Such a nice man, and I've gotten to know him through the years. Let's hear from Gil Brandt, who appreciates the honor.
I'm so proud of being a part of a continuing impact of the National Football League. Thank you again to the Hall of Fame voters for this incredible honor. And thank you for every one of you who's here today and the millions of Cowboy fans all over the world.
I would say that Gil Brandt is one of those guys that is just kind of looked over, but really appreciated in deep NFL circles and knows so much about the game. For those people who have ever been to a radio row for the Super Bowl, you've always seen Gil Brandt. The thing is that Jerry Jones of Dallas Cowboys has a lot of pull, and I'm guessing that that's one of the reasons why he got in. Tony Gonzalez. Wow, what do you say about Tony Gonzalez? One of the best tight ends to ever play? The best tight end to ever play? Maybe. He's up there for sure. He played in a different era where the tight end was a big part of a focal part of the offense. Remember, the tight ends that were in the NFL previous to him that are in the Hall of Fame, who were they? Let's think out loud without looking. Let's see if I can figure this out. John Mackey, right? He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Kellen Winslow is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Am I missing anyone
else? Ditka.
Ditka, that's a good one. Anybody on the Steelers or Cowboys that was a tight end in the NFL? I feel like we're missing those guys. Shannon
Casper?
Sharp?
No. Shannon Sharp's in the Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp. There's another one. I like to guess these things without Googling them, because then it sounds like I know what I'm talking about if I just Google and read them off. But I don't always know what I'm talking about, so I like to guess live on the air. It's great radio. Anyway, Tony Gonzalez, great player, okay broadcaster. I hate to throw a dig at a guy and get in the Hall of Fame. don't love him as a broadcaster, but great player with Kansas City and then okay with Atlanta as well. Talked about giving a message to kids that can achieve their goals.
I know this Hall of Fame weekend has been about me and my experiences to get to this moment. However, I now want to shift this moment to you guys. There is no doubt in my mind that everything I have achieved, you can achieve and more. This is only if you are fearless enough to discover what it is that you truly love to do. In order to do this, you must stay present, stay curious, stay joyful. If you do this, chances are you won't have to find what you love, but what you love will surely find you. Because the more you love something, the less discipline you'll need. I promise you, time will slip away when you find what you love to do. Get ready, because in your pursuit of finding what you love to do, you are guaranteed to get something that no one on this earth is immune to. The critics are coming. Like every child of a successful person, you will be compared. When this comparison comes, don't listen. Good or bad, do not listen. Comparison is the thief of joy. You will get knocked down. You will fail, and you will doubt yourself. But that is a good thing. That, my sweet children, is where the gold is. That is where you will come face to face with who you really are and find out what you are truly made of. Be fearless and go there. The fight you have with inner fear is the most worthwhile fight you will ever have. Life takes off on the other side of fear. When hard times come, dig deep, close your eyes and breathe slowly. Tell yourself, I got this. I've got what it takes. I am more than enough. See the greatest version of yourself. Feel it with every cell in your body and let that vision guide you. For that is who you are meant to be.
Strong stuff from Tony Gonzalez. I'm fired up, man.
That was my favorite speech. My favorite.
That was
one.
Good.
Did you hear the part? I mean, we didn't play it, but where he ran away from a bully for like a year. He avoided a bully in the eighth grade.
I don't remember. I was
terrific.
In and out.
Terrific.
Was it?
He never stood up to the bully. Never. For a year in eighth grade, he would go home from school. He'd run home from school to avoid fighting this bully for a year. He would hide in his closet, and everyone knew in the neighborhood. And then finally, he was ready to confront the bully, but he never could find him. So there you go.
Yeah, the bully ain't coming for Tony Gonzalez now.
No way. No chance.
No. Wow. Yeah, that was the power. I feel like I could run through a wall for Mike Cardano after listening to that.
No Maybe not. I don't know.
No comment. No comment, right? Okay, let's continue. Next piece of audio is from a cornerback that, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I think maybe there's some debate that maybe other guys deserve to be in ahead of him. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's up for question. But either way, great corner for a long time with the New England Patriots. Ty Law talked about believing in himself.
We're all here to sacrifice our lives for the sake of others. Some sacrifices can be as small as paying for someone else's coffee, or as great as risking your life for your country. No matter where you fit on that spectrum, I encourage each and every one of you to start with a small but great practice of believing in yourself.
Okay, and our final piece of audio comes from former center with the Jets and Titans, Kevin Mawai, who really made a strong push to get one of his counterparts into the Hall of Fame. Check this out.
Thomas was my nemesis. My first year with the Jets before the first game we each played against each other, Bill Parcells told me in front of my entire team, if you don't block Thomas, we won't win the game. And for the next 16 matchups, I never forgot that. Zach was one of, if not the smartest player I ever faced. He loved the game, had fun when he played, and he brought the best out of me. When people ask me who's not in the Hall of Fame, and that I think should be, it's an easy one for me, number 54 from the Miami Dolphins. To my Tiger teammates, here or not.
All right, so that was Kevin Mawai talking about Zach Thomas. Now, look, I watched Zach Thomas play, and I covered him, and I was at a lot of his games. But you put his linebacker numbers up against, like, Urlacher, Ray Lewis, all those guys who played in that era, like the linebacker era, they're just as good, if not better. Urlacher went to one Super Bowl. Ray Lewis won how many? One or two? I know he won at least one. Either way, like, Zach should be right there with those guys. I'm sorry, Zach Thomas deserves to be in the Hall of Fame over Ty Law. You can't convince me that's not the case. I think so. What do I know? Anyway, those were some of the Hall of Fame speeches, in case you missed it, from yesterday. As a reminder, coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, you'll want to tune in because our friends at Full Time Fantasy are going to take over. Adam Ronis, fresh off his Flex League draft and softball game last night, will be in talking fantasy with you. Dr. Roto also in the house from Full Time Fantasy. They've got you from 2 to 4. But coming up next here on our show, we're going to check in with Mike Alexander, who's going to join us on the show. We're going to ask him about Dante Foreman, Antonio Brown, running backs, how you handle things in fantasy. Mike covers fantasy over at Fantasy Alarm. You can follow him on Twitter at @Roto_Juan. And then we'll end the show with a little bit of Exit Velocity. That's how we roll here on Fantasy Sports Today. So we'll continue to do that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We've got some fantasy football discussion. Mike Alexander will join us next. Also, we'll end our Exit Velo maybe with a little Ed Reed from the Hall of Fame. You finish up strong here. Fantasy Sports Today, don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Morning After. LeBron, being the above it all type of guy that isn't bothered by this type of stuff, of course, has tweeted, all right, enough is enough. The throne has been played with too much. I ain't for horseplay. Ether coming soon. The throne? Who the hell you think you are? What, you think this is Game of Thrones? You think winter's coming?
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today, fantasy football style. We bring in Mike Alexander from Fantasy Alarm at @Roto_Juan joins me now here on the show. Mike, always great to catch up with you. Thanks for coming on Fantasy Sports Today. happy football season to you. I know you've probably been entrenched in fantasy, but for me, today's kind of the first day I'm diving in a little bit harder. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
I'm good, Craig. How you doing? Yeah, it's football's definitely pushed its way into the early part of the calendar in the summer.
Yeah. I mean, May was starting to be talked about already. I had to hide my ears. Yep. Okay, so the Razz Bowl going on around the country, very, very popular. A lot of our friends and colleagues and industry mates are in this thing. How did the idea come to fruition and the idea for it and everything that went along with it?
Yeah, so Ryan Fay, a.k.a. Donkey Teeth on Twitter, he came to me and said, you know, we want to start something called the Razz Bowl. And you know, he's a Razz Ball guy. I do a little bit of work for Razz Ball myself, a little bit of baseball, a little bit of football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just kind of talked shop for a little bit. And I told him, you know, I've had this idea for, you know, what I call better ball. If you're familiar with best ball, you draft it. It's a set it, forget it style of football. The computer automatically uses your best roster. You have no roster management. But what can happen there is you get a dead team. If, say, you lose one of your two quarterbacks, you know, you're going to miss a bye week. If your quarterback, other quarterback struggles at all, your team is really handicapped. So I said, why don't we make a very limited amount of fab available, say $10, with $1 minimum bids. So that at maximum is going to be 10 moves per team. That's not a heavy involvement. You know, we're asking people who are in the industry to join yet another league. So we don't want you to have to you know, say no because you just can't handle one more league and that's a season-long full draft and management. So I think this is going to be a really, you know, kind of elegant way to solve that problem. You know, you'll have to pay a little bit of attention. You know, weeks 1 through 9 is the regular season as well. So it's kind of quicker. You either know you're in it or you're out of it, and then you can kind of check out if you're not going to make the playoffs.
Interesting. Yeah. I like the idea. I was invited to be in it by you guys, I suppose. And I think so far I've done okay. If you don't mind, let me ask you about my team, Mike, and you could break it down for me. Tell me what you think. Fair. How does that work? Okay. So I had the 7th pick overall. And so I took Antonio Brown, and obviously I know what's been going on over the last week or so, his injury, so hopefully he ends up being okay. But I'll just basically give you my team, and then you'll tell me where I'm weak or where I'm good. So Antonio Brown and James Conner were 1 and 2. Third pick, Kerryon Johnson in the 3rd round, followed by, I believe I took Kenny Golladay in the 4th. Tyler Boyd in the 5th. I want to say I took Ebron in the 6th. Royce Freeman in the 7th. Drew Brees in the 8th. And then the rest of my team is Anthony Miller, Jerick McKinnon, Matt Breida, Adam Humphries, Marquise Goodwin, Jamal Williams, Carlos Hyde, Noah Fant, Matt Stafford. I know you can't write that down. That's too fast to go through.
Right,
that.
Right.
What are your initial thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously right off the top, Antonio Brown kind of popping up here on our radar with some foot issues.
Right.
You saw the Twitter picture, but not something that looks pleasant to run on at the moment. It sounds like all indications are that he's going to get that right and should be okay by the start of the season. You don't love him going to a new team, having, you know, no chemistry built yet with Derek Carr and that offense, having to learn it as well. But I do think, you know, all of his drama set aside, he's still a very good football player. He's a very good wide receiver. And I think as long as he's healthy, he figures it out. Connor in the 2nd, I like that. I really like Kerryon Johnson. I think he's a guy next year that's going to be going in the 1st round of drafts. He had a really good rookie season, showed great abilities. Just kind of got the ball taken away from him by the coaching staff. Somewhat confusingly, you know, they wanted to have Garrett Blunt be their big back or, you know, however they termed it. But he's gone. C.J. Anderson's there. But C.J. Anderson's actually not a very good goal line back, even though he is a bigger body. So I don't think that's the same threat that LeGarrette Blount was. He'll be a nice player for you. Just kind of running down your list. Drew Brees in the 8th. You're maybe a little early on Brees, but in a best ball situation, I really like guys like Brees who have a home game in a dome. Same thing with Matt Ryan. You know, you get that week at home where they throw 3-4 touchdowns with 300-plus yards.
You know what? That's you know great. What I think? You know what I think, Mike? I think if I'm not mistaken, Here, let me take a look at my team for a second here. I think if I'm not mistaken, I did not take Breeze as that high. I think that I just read him off the wrong way. Let me double check here and see where I took him in this draft here. Let's see. Draft room.
What this league is, are you?
I don't know, man. let's see. 524. 2682? Does that make sense?
I think I can bring that up.
Let's see here. I took Breeze. It doesn't tell me here. No, it doesn't. It doesn't tell me where I took him. It doesn't tell me by round.
Either way, it's, you know, everybody kind of plays quarterback chicken in these leagues. You know, you're an analyst. You don't want to be one of the guys to take the first quarterbacks, but. Like I said, with Breeze at home, you're going to have some monster weeks, you know, 25, 30 points. And that offense is going to run the ball more. They do want to manage Drew Breeze, but I think you're still going to have a really nice season out of him with the, you know, the benefit of a second quarterback to smooth out any weeks he's on the road or they just run the ball because they have a big lead.
So what do you make of the move over the weekend with Dante Foreman let go? Do you think he catches on with someone else? Do you think his career is over? And what do you think Houston ends up going to?
Yeah, that was a surprising one because, Bill O'Brien had kind of talked him up a little bit and beat reporters were doing the same thing. And all of a sudden he's an early camp cut. And, people were taking him just after ADP about 100 and had hopes for him as a guy who was going to maybe take over the role from Lamar Miller. An Achilles injury, so hard for a running back to come back from. Very few people have been able to do it in general in sports. And at a position like that where cutting is so important, it was always going to be an uphill battle. I don't have very high hopes for him. I mean, I think he'll get a shot somewhere else, as kind of a third back and somebody might kick the tires. But I wouldn't be surprised if he got added and then dropped again at the end of camp. The real question there is, you know, who's going to be the number two to Lamar Miller? Because they run the ball a lot lately, and they want to manage his workload because he's much more effective when they can keep him on a limited basis of carry. So the other names on the team don't really inspire much confidence. So, this first round of cuts, everybody's going to keep an eye out for anybody who's a veteran that might be able to fit into that offense.
We're joined by Mike Alexander, Roto_Juan on Twitter. One of the hard things to do right now is to draft in the first round. And honestly, to have a pick after like the fourth pick, you're really spinning your wheels a little bit because you have to make a decision. I don't think there's really any decision to make in the first four or five picks, Mike, but actually the first four picks, because you can very easily pivot away from Ezekiel Elliott and throw David Johnson or Hopkins or someone else in there. But then after that, you're taking a chance because you have two guys in the first 15 at the very worst that should be first round picks that are holding out. So what do you make of these running back holdouts at this point?
Yeah, I mean, Zeke, have a little more confidence in him given that Dallas will spend money. But in L.A. with the Chargers, Melvin Gordon holding out is bad news. That team is notoriously tight-pursed. They're not going to spend money if they don't have to. I really think that this situation is heading for a Le'Veon Bell-type situation where he's just going to sit out the season and say, we'll figure it out next year. And we may see this happen more and more with the running back position because the salary cap and the salary structure of the NFL, it doesn't have an answer for running backs who are kind of a disposable commodity and they're great on their rookie deals and you don't pay them if you're a smart team. So that really kind of short shrifts the guy who's the actual NFL player giving up, his prime and working hard as a running back in your offense and then put out the pasture. And we saw Le'Veon Bell get signed by a team, the Jets, not the smartest management, we'll say that. Right. So you can make your money if you sit out that last year of your deal, get released and find that your one shot at a contract instead of risking injury your final year of the contract. I think that there's going to be a recurring theme unless the NFL and the NFLPA come up with a better solution.
Mike, who did you end up taking in your draft that you like? I don't need the whole team. Just give me like a couple of your favorite picks in the Razz Bowl.
Yeah, so I was picking out of the 10th spot. I started out Juju Smith-Schuster. And, as you're saying, after pick four or five, it's pretty wide open. I would take Juju as high as fifth. He's a great receiver who's walking into the role that made Antonio Brown the perennial number one receiver in fantasy football year after year. How that isn't more of an obvious situation to people, to me, is kind of baffling. You know, I think he really is going to be a guy that, if you can get him end of the first, beginning of the second, is going to be a league winner for you. Then I grabbed Todd Gurley on the way back. The thinking there for me is I don't mind the risk in this best kind of ball situation, and I don't want him on an opponent's roster later on in the second and have to fight with that person to win the league. So I don't mind him. I handcuffed him with Malcolm Brown later in the draft. And I did that with another running back as well, David Montgomery. I took him in the fourth and grabbed his handcuff, Mike Davis, later on. So I feel like I've got a good shot at two really good backfields, which makes me feel pretty good.
All right, Mike, before you go, tell us what work you're working on, where we can find some of your updated rankings, columns. I know you work for a lot of the different publications, but I know specifically over Fantasy Alarm is the one that I work for also as well. So give us a quick update on that before we let you go.
Yeah, you can catch some of my stuff over at Fantasy Alarm, some zero running back theory, some stuff like that, and as well as Razz Ball throughout the season. We've got some really nice prizes in the Razz Ball. Rudy Gamble's subscription to his tools, along with some RotoWare shirts. And, you know, we included fans in both the Razz Ball itself and a qualifier league. So if you missed out this year, put it on your calendar. Next year you can get in, you can win some prizes. You know, Rudy's tools are just some of the best out there. It takes away the challenge of having to make start-sit decisions a lot of the weeks for you.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on, Mike. Really appreciate it, and we'll definitely catch up soon, okay?
Thanks for having me, Craig. Good luck this season.
All right, thanks so much. Look, I mean, more than anything else with this Razz Ball, what it's given me an opportunity to do, and thanks to Mike and Rudy and Gray, all the great people at RazzBall.com, is give me more of a basis for how things are going. I've been so wrapped up in baseball that I've been focused a lot on that. And so certainly excited about it. And thank you to all the guys there for inviting me into this. Definitely a little worried now that my first pick overall was Antonio Brown. So hopefully I'm able to roll on and it doesn't become an issue, but certainly we'll see. All right. What we'll do is we'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, it's time for us to dive into a little exit velocity. We'll end the show with arguably the best strong safety, or free safety, depending on where we played, of all time, and that's Ed Reed. So my topic on Ed Reed is coming up next. Don't forget, like and subscribe to our show, FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today, whether you're listening on Stitcher, iHeartRadio Live, or even if you're listening on iTunes. Like and subscribe to this podcast every single day later on in the day. This show gets uploaded and gets sent directly to your phone. Make sure you do it that way if you're not listening to the live aspect of the program. Exit Velo's coming up next. Full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. I'm Craig Mish. Don't go anywhere. More Fantasy Sports Today. Straight ahead right here on FNTSY Radio. We'll be right back.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Dust Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Time for a little ending of the show. We got a big one coming up next. It is full-time fantasy, and they got you from 2 to 4 Eastern. But before we get out of here, we got to always end the show with a way that you can hit a home run or do whatever you do in your life. And we call it exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, for a little exit velocity today, I want to hear from Ed Reed, the safety of the Baltimore Ravens, who ended up getting into the Hall of Fame, former Miami Hurricane. Arguably now has the best bust in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well. And here is what Ed Reed said upon getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I'd like to thank that organization, Steve Bisciotti, Ozzie Newsome, Coach Belichick, his staff, Coach Harbs, his staff. There's too many people to mention. I know I'm going to miss some people, man, but I love all y'all guys, man. Thank you for your support over the years. Even now, I know we didn't have a lot of conversations, Steve and I, Ozzy and I, man. We had a lot of little bumps and bruises. Coach Harbs, my guy. That man there, man, he came in with a plan. And we executed it, Coach. Iron sharpens iron.
All right, that was Ed Reed. That was Exit Velocity. And Reed, to me, watching him play, and I covered the University of Miami when Reed was there. I mean, to me, one of the most game-changing players. By the way, saved the Hurricanes in a game against Boston College with an interception very late in a game where they went undefeated over the course of the whole year. Thanks again to everybody who listened to the show. Thanks for the participation from our guest today on the program, Matt Sells, as well as our friend Mike Alexander from Fantasy Alarm. Thanks to Sean for producing. And I will be back here tomorrow at noon Eastern for another edition of Fantasy Sports Today. We'll talk about the rookie call-ups for the Miami Marlins and see what they end up doing today. We'll break that down tomorrow. Baseball talk, football talk, and everything going on in pop culture as well. My name is Craig Mish. This has been Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next is Full-Time Fantasy. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.